So the passage of scripture will be John 14, verses 1 to 14. Now, invariably, people just go straight into it, but I'm going to leave a little bit of time so people can actually find the passage. Oh. Right. Let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Sorry, not let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again, and I will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus says to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you have known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and you have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, I don't know if you heard the story about the six blind men and the elephant. Each blind man touches a different part of the elephant, and he interprets what he thinks. The first blind man touches the tail, and he thinks it's a rope. The second blind man, he touches the trunk, and he thinks it's a big snake. The next blind man, he feels the flapping ears. He thinks it's a fan. The fourth blind man, he reaches out and touches a leg, but he thinks it's a log. The fifth blind man, he touches the side of the elephant. He thinks it's a wall. And finally, the sixth blind man reaches out and touches the tusk, and he thinks it's a spear. Each one of the blind men think they are correct, but they're all wrong. There's only one true answer, and the one telling the story knows it. It's an elephant. The verse that we're going to focus on this morning is John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. In chapter 13, we have the foot washing and the discussion about who is going to betray Jesus, which is Judas, and that Peter would deny him. In chapter 14, the chapter we've just read, in verse 5, Thomas says to him, Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus has spoken of the Father's house and how it has many rooms where he is going to prepare a place. Thomas is eager to go there, but how exactly? What really is the way to heaven? To the place where Jesus has gone. If in doubt, ask. And that's exactly what Thomas did. Jesus wants us to be honest with him. So Jesus asked the question, What is the way? Where are you going? And Jesus gave us this wonderful answer. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no one comes to the Father except through me. One other thing worth mentioning here is that phrase, I am the way, the truth, and the life, is similar to a number of I am statements that Jesus made in John's Gospel. These are what are most often known as the I ams of Jesus. There are seven altogether, and the others are, I am the bread of life. I am the light of the world. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the true vine. We can divide John 14:6 up into four parts. The first part is the most direct answer to Thomas's question about the way. The references to truth and life act in a supporting role to this statement, and the final clause gives us an important summary conclusion. Jesus is the way we need to get to heaven and to God. So think firstly of a path, a road, a way that leads to heaven. Jesus does not say, do this, do that, as many religious leaders have done. But what Jesus does say is, I am the way. Jesus is the prophet who leads us to heaven. He is also the priest who saves his people so they have a right to go to heaven. Even more than that, he is the king who leads his people safely there. Not only is he a great example, but he is also a great saviour. This is one of the things that distinguishes Jesus and points to him as saviour. What you need to get to heaven is not a philosophy or a way of life, but a person, Jesus Christ. Jesus makes it clear that he is not simply the pioneer, the one who blazes a trail to heaven, but he is the way itself. He is the saviour, the Lamb of God who takes away sin, the ladder or stairway up to heaven, the one who can give eternal life. So what does that mean to us? It means without Jesus, there is no going to heaven. Without Jesus, there is no way. The way is firmly closed. To have a relationship with the Father, to spend eternity with him in heaven, Jesus is the one in whom we must put our trust. God's word tells us it's not going to be easy. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy, that leads to destruction. And those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard, that leads to life. And those who find it are few. Matthew 7. By nature, we are wanderers. We wander far from the right pathway. We are exiles from home with no hope of heaven. There is a way that seems right to man, but its end is the way to death. Proverbs 14. As Jesus says, I am the way. This is how we come to the Father, by putting our faith in Jesus Christ. There are many who lack direction, many who are wandering far and wide. People are lost. They don't know where to turn. We need to let them know this glorious truth, that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth we need to know to get to heaven and God. In John 18, Pilate says to Jesus, what is truth? Truth is telling it like it is. This means that truth will agree with the way things really are. 3 + 3 = 6. Of all the millions of numbers that we could have chosen from, the correct answer is and can only be 6. Is this narrow-minded? Is it intolerant? According to Google, good old Google, there are approximately 4,200 religions in the world. Can they all be right? The answer is no. So let us narrow it down to the top five, or the main five religions in the world: Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, atheism, Christianity. Can all five be right? Again, the answer is no. Religions have opposite views, and opposites cannot both be true. But neither can all views be false. At least one must be true. And Jesus claimed to be that truth. There's an acrostic. What is true about truth? T stands for transcendent. Truth comes from God, and he has revealed it in his creation. Gravity, for example. Newton didn't cause gravity. He only discovered its existence. Just as we know truth because God has revealed it to us in creation and in his word, the Bible. R is for real. Truth matches the facts in the real world. If two things contradict each other, they cannot both be true in the same way and in the same sense. U is universal. Truth applies to all people at all times in all locations, as with 3 + 3 = 6. It is a universal truth that is not challenged or denied. E is exclusive. Truth is fixed. Opinions may change about truth, but truth is truth and it cannot be changed. It doesn't matter what you believe, it's what's true that matters. Truth is rooted in the eternal God, who is all-powerful and unchangeable. Jesus prayed, "Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth," John 17. Truth is far more than facts. It's not just something we act upon, it acts upon us. We can't change the truth, but the truth can change us. It sanctifies, sets us apart from the falsehoods woven into our sinful natures. As Christ, the living word, is truth, so his written word is truth. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Matthew 24. Truth is reality. It's the way things really are. What seems to be and what really is are often not the same. God has written his truth on human hearts, in the conscience, Romans 2. Shame and twinges of conscience come from a recognition that truth has been violated. When the world hears truth, if spoken graciously, many are drawn to it by a moral vacuum they feel. The heart longs for truth, even the heart that rejects it. As followers of Christ, we are to walk in the truth, 3 John 1. Love the truth and believe the truth. We are to speak the truth in love, Ephesians 4. Truth is far more than a moral guide. Jesus declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father except by me." He didn't say he would show the truth, or teach the truth, or model the truth. He is the truth, truth personified. He is the source of all truth, the embodiment of truth, and therefore the reference point for evaluating all truth claims. To be blunt, all other ways are false. To trust in anyone else is to reject the truth and to reject the one who is the truth. We must put our trust, all of it, in Jesus Christ, who is the truth. In the Old Testament, we have the promises, but in Christ, we have the fulfillment. For all the promises of God find their yes in him. That is why it is through him that we utter our amen to God for his glory. 2 Corinthians 1. Don't look to shadows or types for more pictures, for mere pictures, but trust in Jesus Christ, the truth itself. By nature, we're not on the road to heaven. We do not even know where the road is. Jesus is the truth. Know God by knowing him. Put your faith in him. Many today are lost. They are searching. They don't know what to think, and they don't know who to trust. We need to let them know this glorious truth, that Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life we need to live forever in heaven with God. We're not just talking about a path to follow or knowing the way, but of the life, Jesus, that enables a man to travel along the road. By nature, we are not able to take one step in the right direction. There is no life in us. But Jesus is the life. He gives us the power and the strength to live that life that leads to heaven. Eternal life is something that is only found through Jesus Christ. And so again, we need to trust in him. Eternal life, the true life that leads to heaven, is only found in him. It's not simply that he gives life, but that he has life in himself. He is the source of all life. Apart from him, there is no life. He alone can bring a person from death to life so that he can walk the truth path to heaven. Jesus says in John 5, 24 to 26, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. Truly, truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God, and those who hear will live. For as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son also to have life in himself." Jesus had just been telling his disciples about his impending death, and now he is claiming to be the source of all life. In John 10:17, Jesus declared that he was going to lay down his life for his sheep and then take it back again. He spoke of his authority over life and death as being granted to him by the Father. In John 14:9, he gave the promise that because I live, you also will live. The deliverance he was about to provide was not a political or social deliverance, which most of the Jews were seeking, but a true deliverance from bondage to sin and death, to a life of freedom in eternity. Without the way, there is no going. Without the truth, there is no knowing. Without the life, there is no living. I am the way which you must follow, the truth which you must believe, and the life for which you must hope. I am the only way, the infallible truth, the never-ending life. I am the straightest way, the sovereign truth, eternal life. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we must tell people about Jesus. No one can come to the Father except through Jesus. Often, people like to think there are many ways to God, but in fact, there is only one. God deals with each of us as individuals. We all have different stories, but the actual way to God is the same in every instance, for there is only one way, Jesus Christ. That sort of statement doesn't go down well, but we need to be very clear about it. Can you come to Jesus through just any religion? Can you find him through Hinduism or Buddhism? The answer is no. It's only through Jesus Christ. Can you come to God through Islam? Through believing what Muslims believe? Again, the answer is no. It's only through Jesus Christ. What about the Jews in simply believing the Old Testament and living a good life? Again, the answer is no. Every Jew and Gentile must trust in Jesus Christ, the only Messiah. What if you come from a Christian family? You go to church, say a few prayers, even read your Bible now and then. It's not enough. Again, you can only come to the Father through Jesus Christ. How about the disciples of old? How did they come to Jesus Christ? They heard the words of Jesus and they believed them. They took his words and obeyed them. They repented of their sins, which is to ask for forgiveness for all the wrong they'd ever done in their lives, and to put their trust, their faith in Jesus as their Lord and Saviour. They believed that he died to take the punishment for their sins and that he rose from the dead to give them new life. They followed his example and command to tell others the truth about sin, righteousness and judgment. When we follow him in the way, we can be assured of following him all the way to heaven. As Peter says in Acts 4:12, salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Friends, may I be as bold as to ask you, have you done this? Have you asked for forgiveness of all the wrong that you've ever done in your life? And put your faith, your trust in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. If the answer is yes, hallelujah. If the answer is no, why not? And today is the day of salvation.